Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings and greatness. I come to you live from Sankofa Infinity Holistic Ministries by way of BTR as my platform. And I am so grateful for the staff of BTR. Transcending Sankofa with Yahshua Elohim, I am your host. Something has been on my mind in my studies. I have been studying and studying and more studying. And a lot of it has to do with studying the self and then going out of the self to draw the information unto you that will confirm that which you have found within yourself. Now, of course, I'm talking about myself. And I ran across the principles. Now, of course, I'm pretty sure there are a lot of principles, but I know the main core principles in which I live by are the seven principles of the universe, and they come from the Hermetic philosophy. In those principles, you cannot talk about one principle because all of the principles work interdependently with one another. They are related to one another. So, therefore, when you speak of the principles, you must speak of them as a unit. Not only that, going back to the chakras as well within the body, the seven energy or basic energy core systems, core spaces within the body, databases, if you will, within the body, the energetic feel of the body. You cannot talk about one without talking about the other because it is an organized system. It is an organized system. So when you're talking about one chakra or one principle or one faculty, you are separating and dividing yourself against the others. None of these systems are independent within themselves. They all work together for the very good of humanity. And I have to say that, you know, the laws of the universe, they are immutable. You cannot change them and you cannot compel them to change. They have an order within themselves. even if you look at chaos, even in the chaos, it has an order within itself. That's why you have organized crime. Yes, crime may be chaotic, all right? It may be chaotic based on your perception and what we may see. But it is organized. There's something else behind and that's bigger than the individuals working the crime. The individuals are nothing but pawns being used by being used by the orchestra of the universe. I find it absolutely amazing. I am dumbfounded. I'm dumbfounded when I think about these things. This is why the Bible tells us that the just, well, not the just, but it tells us that good reigns on the just as well as the unjust, because there's an because the laws of the universe are immutable. Mutable. They cannot be changed, nor can they be compelled. They can only do the thing in which they have to do or that needs to be done. Out of chaos, there's order. Out of order, criminal organizations. And I'm only bringing up crime, you know, organized crime, because I've been watching Justified. Now, I may be a little bit behind my time, but, you know, the universe has a way of bringing things into my space so that I could really, 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 really see really, really see and perceive, not perceive by what the appearance must be, but perceive that which is behind the appearance, that which is behind that which I see with my natural eye. You have the good side, and then you have what is considered the bad side. You have chaos, and then you have a system of order. But nevertheless, they're both systems. And the individuals that are in these systems, they are doing exactly what needs to be done within the courts of the universe. Not the courts of the laws of man, but the courts and the laws of the universe. This is how some people who go into criminal activity, they live it all their lives, they come out, and what they do is they flip it. They flip it so that the criminal activities or the way they conducted themselves in the crime life or as a criminal, they do it in order now. Because they do it in order, you can't say that they are criminals anymore. Because I think it's absolutely amazing. Some may stay under the radar. Some may not. But you never know who you are walking among. And I'll have to say this. You actually never know who you are. Because at any given time, who you think you are could change based on the circumstances. Based on the circumstances. It can change. This is why the Bible said, judge not lest you be judged by the same. The minute that you begin to judge, that is the minute, the hour, the power that you must realize that the thing that you judge is within you as well. Otherwise, you can't see it. Now, I understand that there's a tool called to discern and to discriminate. This is what we do. But even when we're discerning and discriminating, we're sorting out, we do not call the thing in which we are differing from. We do not label it. Because the minute that you label it and you call it something, there's something else that will begin to take place. Because even in labeling, judging, you are casting a seed. When you cast that seed, it must reap. It must manifest and produce after its own kind. To see a thing, discern it for thyself, take it within thyself, breathe it out, and keep it moving. And keep it moving. Just keep it moving. There's no need. If it does not lie within you, there's no need to say anything about it. Now, there is those who judge rightly. You know who you are. Who judge rightly. I call them watchers. I call them dwellers. So, you know, life is a beautiful thing. It is absolutely beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to play a song, and then I will discontinue my show. But before I discontinue my show, I must let you know that you can always reach me at 347-559-4291. If you have any questions, comments, or anything that you want to talk about, or if you want to know about the service in which I provide, you can also reach me at Sankofa Infinity on Facebook. I am Sankofa9@gmail.com. I am always accessible. So, but this is what I wanted to say. I was talking to a lady, and she was telling me about all of her experiences. Okay? And when she was telling me about them, I was looking at her hand gestures. So she was telling me a lot just by her hand gestures. Okay? And within that conversation, I realized that there's a chain of events that take place in a person's life that leads them into the space in which they find themselves in at this present moment. Now, granted, she had a lot of experiences in life, a lot of experiences. And it was an honor for me to be in that space at that time where she could share. She could just open up and share to me. What I walk away with is that a flower, a seed, may start out as just a seed manifesting itself into a flower. Over time, that flower is going to create and reproduce after its own kind. So now you not only have one flower, you have a bouquet of flowers. You have a garden of flowers, okay? You have a plot of flowers. And she was the culmination of each flower based on her experiences that she had. That's how we are. We are constantly blossoming and blooming. Sometimes there has to be a cutting away. I call it a quality of shedding place. But it is a thing that must be done. Because the seed only knows what it needs to know, and that is to grow. The flower only knows what it needs to know, and that is to bloom. That is to radiate and illuminate its colors and throw out some type of aroma. Okay? That is what we are. We are the eternal flowers created by the eternal flame of the universe. Cosmic intelligence. You know, when I was a young girl, I used to always be drawing this flower, sketching that flower. Didn't really know what it was. I just knew that I had this thing inside of me where I wanted to sketch out a flower. Now, as the woman in which I am this day, as a spiritual being, having this human experience as the balance between male and female energy, I realize and I have come upon the knowledge of the flower of life. The flower of life is the tree of life. Huh? That's what it is. That is what it is. So I leave you with that story, and I say to you, namaste, stay focused, stay blessed, and stay in the light. I will truly, and I look forward to being back on the show next Sunday, doing the same thing at the same time. But I might be doing it from a different perspective, because there's a chain of events that are going to take place in my life from right now until all in the dash. The chain of events consists of the principles of the universe. Principle of mentalism. Okay. Principle of correspondence. Principle of rhythm. Principle of vibration. The principle of polarity. The principle of cause and effect. The principle of gender. But everything comes from the causation of what is. Whatever is worth, take it in, breathe it in. Do your research, know your research. Come to know thyself by going within, then going out. Then going out. I say peace, and once again, namaste. Have a great week.
You want me to be. Spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. Send your anointing, let it flood my soul. Put me in the fire, I'll come out as pure gold. Yeah.
alone.